All right, we're up to Perik Zayin Mishnah Beis. Elu poistim le'malon, falling in poistim le'malon, ha'mayim be'mayim. Water, regular water, it's mayim shuvim, bein tamim, whether water is tamim, whether it's tar. Mayim shuvim makes no difference in tamim. Make kavoshin, liquid from pickled, from stuff that was pickled. And the chiddush is that it's poistim. The chiddush is that it's still called mayim. Even though it was pickled, one may argue that if it's pickled, it loses the shemayim. No, it's still called mayim. The mayim after it's going to be poisel with three lugim, because if it wasn't called mayim, it would not poisel the mikvah with three lugim. Mashm one, it is called mayim. One second, I need to do something before I forget. One second. What's going on over here? I'm going to plug this in before it runs out of juice. Okay, so el pasul amal by my main time. Bake was meishlokas. Meishlokas, liquid that was used to cook vegetables. Via temed. Temed is what you say, mead. Mead. Mm. Mead, okay. Like in a stationery, right? In notebooks.
Yeah.
In a notebook, right? Mead, temed. Actually, before it turns into vinegar. Before it turns into vinegar, it's called temen. Okay, it's fine. So the chiddush here is that these called mayim. The male is going to pass with three looking. Kate's a poisel v'loy malin. What's a poisel v'loy malin? So these are poisel v'loy malin. Now we give an example. This illustrates the technique. How do you poisel v'loy malin? How do you do it? Very interesting. The Mishnah describes a process of destruction. It's not usual for the Mishnah to describe, to be pessimistic and describe how to be machav v'loylem. How to make a nuclear bomb. Go online, we'll teach you how to destroy the world.
No, I don't think it's such a binary thing. I think they tell you, you want to know how can something be used the ra and something be used the to, you know?
They're telling you how to do it. How do you do it? Ketzad, how do you do it? Ketzad, how do you poisel v'loyma? How do you do it? How do you go about being a person that you poisel to destroy a person, bring him down, v'loy ma'alin, and don't elevate the person? What you do is mikvah shesh v'bar m'soh, chosek kartov. It's missing a small amount. V'nafal mehem kartov l'soichai. Loy helu, small amount falls into the mikvah, it's okay. Loy helu, but let's, v'loy helu, but pois le b'shlesh lugim. If you go and you put in there three lugim of this, then it's going to ruin it. Avol shah mashkin. So you want to go bring someone down, you have to have enough, you have to have a shear. Just a little lashon hara is not sufficient. They call you about a shidduch. They want to know about this guy. How do you poisel him? So it's telling you, in order to poisel a person when it comes to shidduchim, it's not enough just to say a little lashon hara. You have to say a shear of three lugim. Three lugim, enough lashon hara in order to be poisel. So if it's chaser kartov, it's not going to be enough. Wait, so but place like the shlesh lugim.
The lachora avak lashon hara should be mutter.
Why should it be mutter? It's not mutter. It's just the avak lashon hara is not mutter. It's just it's not going to bring the person down.
And okay, so I'm saying that's like the chasek kartov.
So chasek kartov is chas. Everyone's chasek kartov. There's no one that's perfect himself, except for me. Now that we've spoken about me, let me hear what you have to say about me. It was a good joke yesterday. I like that joke. Poislev l'shosh lugim. Avol shor mashkin. Avol asher mashkin. We may pay rates. Whatever comes to shor mashkin. We may pay rates. Yatzila murius. Yatemed. Mishichmitz. Ah. Pamim. Malin. Pamim. Shein. Sometimes malin. Pamim. Shein. Malin. Okay. It's a mitzvah sheish v'abar m'soh. Chos ha'achatz. Novel secha sonihem. Loi he'alohu. Now here is the chiddush of the mishnah. This is a shocking thing we learned yesterday. This is the new chiddush, new yisai. How you buy our boim saw? No san saw, v'not al saw. Harei ze kosher. Why it's bottle? Bottle, bittle, mahapech. This is mahapech. This is the tremendous raya.
So then the question is: so what's the lumbus? Is tzir and murius and tem and mishahechmas? Is that considered mayim or is that considered something else? That just
You're frozen. Put on the heat. Put on the heat in the car. You're frozen. Turn up the heat. Rabbeinu Yitzchak is frozen. He's just standing there like a statue. He's frozen. I can't hear what he's saying. I don't see anything. I don't see. He's frozen. The man is frozen. Look at that. No communication. There's no communication. Gone.
That was traffic on the road. I think something happened to the signal. So the question that I wanted to know is, nothing saw the not outside. We say that it's okay. What's the lumbus? Are these things considered mayim, or they're already something else?
They're not mayim by themselves, but they have the koyach. They're transient. They're zachin that can be diluted and be nesabich to mayim. That's the chiddush. They themselves cannot be a mikvah in any way or shape or form, but they have qualities of mayim, of the three elements of water, the H, the two, and the O. They have enough of those qualities that they can be diluted. That if you take this substance and you add it to regular water, you add it to water, so the koyach of the mayim can blend. The koyach of the mayim can blend into the koyach of the murius tzir, and can make them be mishapich into mayim. They themselves are not mayim, but they allow them, so they're vulnerable. They have a certain vulnerability where they can allow themselves to become mayim. It's like a person, you get mushba from your sviva. You mushba. If you go into a sviva of modern orthodox, you become modern orthodox. You go into a sviva of charedim, you become a charedi. You mush by your sviva. They themselves are garnished. They isn't, but
you
don't
say mushba, you can say that they're but. No, I mean, the point that you said, you know, to say that they're buttled. That once they get not done.
So what does buttle mean? Let's say I go and I put tomatoes. I put potatoes and tomatoes into the mikvah. It's not a kosher mikvah. You need a mikvah that's 40 saw. You need 40 saw. If I go put tomatoes and cucumbers and watermelons into the mikvah to be mashed with the 40 saw, it doesn't count because a watermelon is not water. If I go put mud, it's not going to work. You have to put something which has potential to be nishapich into mayim. There are not all that many materials in the Velt that allow themselves to turn into water. Mayim, murios, the brine and the hash. Hash as in hashtag. Okay, the fish brine and the fish hash allow themselves to be transformed into mayim. Not every creature in this world is so generous.
Okay.
That's what it seems to be saying over here. And there's a tremendous chiddush, and it is nesapich. So you're saying something very good. You're making a very good point, because I tried to tell you yesterday a chiddush, in that here's a raya to the shita. We have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is treif. Nesapich, you can eat all three pieces of meat. It's machlekes. So I said, look, here's mamash and mishnah. The mishnah is, you have over here murius, shor kol hamashkim, you have fruit juices. We have alakut zachin, and now they turn it, and you only have over here, you definitely do not have 40 saw of water anymore. You only have over here 39, whatever it is, and we're using it. So we see that it works. So you see a raya in the sabich. It's not a raya. You know why it's not a raya? Because they buy meat. It's definitely not a sabich. Meat is meat. It's a treif. The chiddush of bittul is can we make this meat halachically kosher? Don't bring this as a raya, because this is much better. Because since these objects, the etzem, are water, they share qualities of water. So when you just add a little bit more water, then you make it. Then it does. You add some water to it, so it dilutes it and makes it into my mamish. Right?
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same.
Good.
Okay, let's see the Rav. We have to do the Rav. We did the Chaz the Rav. Okay. It's a hard Mishnah. Hamayim. Hamayim shuvim bein, mayim shuvim bein, temeyim bein, kesherim meik, bekevosim, mayim shakav shubacham zeis, mayimin eiraka, it's a word that you've pickled. Olives, or different types of vegetables, I'm assuming that means cucumbers, you go to the Lower East Side, and you ask them, can I please have some mekevah Hashem, I want to fill the mikvah. Mei shalokas.
Mei shalokas. That sounds like the Lower East Side thing to do, you know?
Mei shalokas, the water of shalokas. Okay, it sounds like a movie. But they shalokas. Maim shalkabchem shalokas. What that you cooked in it shalok? What shalokas? It's dalit. Perish harav. Shalkabim shalokas. What shalokas? Who lashon haram? Harabenu Moshe. Rabenu Moshe bet maimain. Ve'adayin loy perishu mahu shalokas. Because harash. Meikiv asim. Umei shalokas. Shenich b'shubachem perish v'yurokas. Oy nishluku. He disagrees. Nishluku means they were cooked for an extended period of time. Between the Rav. The Rav seems to say Mei Shalokos means a certain specific type of vegetable. Something was Mayim Shasholku Bochem Shalokos. What's Shasholku? Shalokos. Chvesnish. Shalokos normally means in the Gemara means in Halach, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Talmud. The word shalokas ordinarily means extended cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Extended cooking. It's where you have to disable the safety feature on the oven to let it cook for longer than the safety feature time permits. That's the type of shalokas. Perish Rashi, im yesh beha appliance safety feature, tzarech lehis disable. Sorg to his disable has safety feature kadesha yisvashlu yoiser min hazman she hamedina moire shehu ein loy sakona zehu masha oim me shalokas.
You just wrote the how to guide in perfect English.
Vatemed. Hatemed. Chartzonim v'hazogim oish chartzonim. What are chartzonim? These are the pits. The zogim, the skin.
We had by the nose here.
Not the basar. The basar. Where's the basar? The tamid is the chartzonim. The pits. The zogim is the skin. Oish shemarim sediments. Shenasin leim mayim. Okay, tamid. So he's saying over the tamid is mead. He's saying it's grapes. Grapes. You're taking grapes. It's not raisin wine. You take over here, the chartzanim, right. The zogim, the shmar.
Mead doesn't have to be dafka from raisins, but it can be. But over here, like you're making wine from inferior quality.
You're taking from the leftovers. You go to the wine press and you take the leftovers. Actually, hechmetz the in hechmetz nizim kimei peris kartof echad mishitshe va'ab b'loik. A kartof is 164. A kartov is 1 in 64. Mm-hmm. That's the number of days. That's 8 times 8. That's the number of days between Purim and Lag BaOmer. Siras Omer for Lag BaOmer is not 7 times 7. It's Kabbalah. It's Plag. Pei Lama Gimel. Pei is Purim. Lama Gimel is Lag BaOmer. In between Purim and Lag BaOmer is 64 days, because you count a mystical sphere, a sphere that's Lamala Miderech Hateva sphere. Right. Kartov is echem mishishim v'abav like upon the malim can farsh kasherim mikvah boim saw. When you have in the mikvah 40 saw mayim kasherim. When you have in the mikvah 40 saw of mayim kasherim, and now the nasan by saw may perish. The achkach natal saw the men of mayim. Oh, here we didn't do this rav yesterday. It's very important. Can farsh kasherim mikvah boim saw mayim kasherim. The nosan boy saw me peris. The akar kach not al saw me menu, mayim u me peris. You take from it a saw of a mixture, because it's all mixed up together, mayim u me peris. Mudam yachat, hare kol ha saw shell mea peris, she nishara be mikvah, mashlim as a mikvah. So it's only mashlim the mikvah after the fact. Okay, after the fact it's mashlim. Let's see what he says. I'm just curious. He said this pretty much in the caption. He said that part. Okay, fine. So it's mashlim only after the fact. After the fact, it's mashlim. Okay, next. Palm in ma'alim. But if you only have 39, then it's not going to be mala. It's not going to be mala. It's only when you have 40, it's going to be mala. Okay, so we do over here the Rav. Let's now see the Ikum Mefarshim. Ikum Mefarshim on page 114. 114. Kuf. You know what Yudal stands for? Yodal Keska. You know who's Rabbi Yonis? Yonis and David.
You told me that,
yeah. Yonis and David, Al Kes Yitzchokutnehem. By poistim zamal, poistim kashem shloyitz. The pasuk is going to be three lugim. V'loy mal nafilu kashem pachus, and it's not going to be male. V'loy malin, it's not mal nafilu kashem pachus mishloy shlugim. It's going to poistim when it's three lug, and it's not going to be male. Afilu kashem pachus when it's not less than three lugim. Fine. Shamashkin stam. What does it mean shamashkin? Stam mashkim b'mishnah b'chol makim him shiva mashkim shehem bilvad chashuvim mashkim nachamo. Stam mashkim b'mishnah b'chol makim him shiva mashkim shehem bilvad chashuvim mashkim le'inyin hechsher tuma. The seven moadim, you know this. The seven moadim. Pesach is dam. Purim is yayin. Rosh Hashanah is Dvash. Yom Kippur is Tal. Sukkot is Mayim. But wait a minute, Mayim, that can't, Mayim is Pasha. It is a word. How can you say with seven Mashkim? The one with seven Mashkim is Mayim. What's going on over here? How can you say seven? Stam Mashkim and Mishnah, B'chom Mashkim, Mishnah, Mashkim, Shehim, Belvad, Hashub Mashkim, Linyin, Tekir Shatoma. The Kol Shor HaMashkim, Nikorah Meipers. All of them are Shor Ma. So regular mashkin is called 07. The shor mashkin may pay rice. Fine. May pay rice. Fine. May pay rice. Hatsir v'amurios. Tsir is brown v'amurios. He no imayim or shumin is either water or shumin. Asher yoytzim midagim meluchim salted fish. Pam ma'alim pay rish arash dal shabazesh shor mashkin mechulukim imayim. This is how they're different than water. The may pay rice ad ruboy dafka. When you want to go do this technique, you can do this technique of adding and filling only until roif. V'zeh shaloi kedas harambam asayv shaloi niskar adam rubay eladavka b'mayim shuvim. Oh, look at this. Here is where the Ikum Mefarshim is showing us some brilliant chidush Torah. And he's saying of his bets machlekes
Rambam. Right, this is like the machlekes the Rav and the Chazanish we had before.
The Rambam says you can go all the way. It doesn't make a difference. Only when it comes to mayim shuvim do we limit until half. Oh, wait, the other way around. No, Pumfakari, he's saying over a tremendous chidush lahalacha. He's saying the Rambam says you only can do this once. Look at this. This is a tremendous chumra. Ah, this mamish comes to Megale Soides. Aval bebei peiros. Loi machshirina on ella benosan savachas not also achas dan begunis nisan. V'nir a time, what's the reason? Shor Rambam the hal dehecha the not also v'nosan so nechzeik shenid loy hakasheidim v'nichlus utachdim hashuvim v'yavol lahachshir b'kulon shuv b'tzegzera lefichach gozhim b'mnei maris ha'ayin album b'mikve elyon v'tachdim. Going back to the previous sugyas elyon v'tachdim kevon the loy nitlu b'yad. Wow. So this will be entered into the Encyclopedia Talmudis under the entry of Maris Ayin. Another entry to discuss the Chidush of Maris Ayin. Another place, I wonder if they included this. A very extensive article of Maris Ayin. And I wonder if they included this Chidush of the Rambam. The Rambam over here is saying over here, this halacha over here is not also, Nosan So is a din of Maris Ayin. The male, that's why we only let you do it once. More than once we do not allow, because then it's going to go, then you'll extrapolate. Man, a human being will extrapolate, and you can do this when it comes to Mayim Shuvim as well. Noch mal, hier du noch so 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 merci 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 schön ihr hat schön. Nirgel so tag nach schön, wir wohl hach schön cool, mir mach schön cool und schön. Lefi, fuck God, we may marry so I and I'll make well, I'll make all you know, in the previous so you remember that those cases came and said, it'll be I'll be I'll be I'll likely make a slow marry so I and okay, that's it. That includes. Now we have to see the tablet.
That's very important. But yeah, also yeah, in the den of Mr. Hay, you see that a lot of these things are just like Shidduchim, Hakol Holach Hachamara, says of Yochanan and Benuri. Hakol Holach Hachamara. So over here, right, so it depends. So if it looks like Mayim Shuvim, it's going to pass a little the mikvah. If it doesn't look like it, then it's okay.
Now let's see over here the tablet, Mayim page 116. Mayim shuvim, mayim temeim, oy tohoirim, v'chein mayim shakavshu, oy bishloi b'chein mirokois, v'chein atemet shlahichmitz, loy malgnes ha-mikva, mikva sheshbay v'orim soch, chaser kortoiv, v'nafel asechai kortoiv, mayim shuvim, loy helu ha-mikva, v'nitin b'chein mikva chaser, pasha, no good. Let's say presence ha-mikva, that's going to be mikva chaser, shnafel asechai shlashalugim, mayim shuvim. Ha-mikva nifsa, v'loy toil ha-shlamas ha-mikva, in mayim kasherim, once you ruin it, you ruin it. Okay, next picture number 54. May peiros, yayin shemen may peiros. Yayin shemen may peiros. Reitev dogim. He's incorporating the fish hash with the fish brine in one expression called the reitev. Sounds like a Shabbos kiddush. They put out some herring. There's fish hash and fish brine. V'temei
chichmetz. It's interesting that he includes yayin. You know, Yayin is one of the Zion.
Oh, he's saying good. Yeah. He's saying good.
As is Shema.
Yeah, you're right. So let's talk about the Pshat. I don't know. Loi Malin. And what does it mean, Loi Malin? Mikva Chasa Shesh Vash 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 Meperois, I feel shuvim, leipaslu. Oh, and here he adds in the words, even if the meperois is oichet mayim shuvim, it's not a psul. Just because the meperois are shuvim, I mean, how else? And maybe not, you squeeze it from the source. He adds in a very interesting point over here. That the problem of the meperois, don't make a mistake and think the problem of the meperois is the shuvim. No, they have an inherent problem. I mean, the male of that it's not this. They're not going to bring to the table the shuvim issue. Loi paslu v'chshiyara l'sechay oitz saw mayim kasherim hamikve kolchosha pan malin mikva sheish rabbam saw v'nas l'sechay saw meperes v'not the menos saw mayim or meperes muvim yachad gevaldik hamishra kosher avshin sharboi meperes kolvach lo yhoi boishin marav yesh b'shemre v'shemaim the mikva is kosher v'yasher why. He's eating a naya point, a new knetch,
right.
The notion of marav yesh berubai
meipuchshan. So he holds like the Rambam.
No, he says roiv v'yesh berubai. No, that's not like the Rambam. He says v'yesh berubai mayim kasherim because the Rambam says even only one time only. You can't do it more than one time. The Rambam says you only when it says in the Mishnah not also of nosnas, that means one time. If you do it two times, it's already possible. Gzeira. Because people are gonna say that the whole thing can be for Mayim Shuvim. Neither. Okay, so we did over here this now. Let's now we never did this picture. We should have to go back and do this picture. We never did picture number 135.
Okay.
135. Honor Akiva. Hoy da bishmol don kenegdi loymar hasheleg loymalov as a mikva va he idu anshe medva bishmol shamol chem tzu ve vi sheleg va as a mikva betkhila. Okay, over here we have on the right side. We have 21 sin megashamim and hipil biodaim 19 sin sheleg. The majority is rainwater and we put over here mute of snow. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mikve Kol Hasher. Why is Mikve Kosher to Rabbi Akiva? What's the lumdus? Why is it kosher? Why? Mibnesha Sheleg Malas and Mikve. Fine, very good. Rabbi Shmuel, Hasheleg Eina Malah Eina Mashlimes and Mikve Kumo Mayim Shuvim. Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's not. She Eina Malah Mashlimes and Mikve. Hashalig in the places of mikvah, yachol hashalim is a mikvah. It's not malav lemarid. Fine. Mitchilos a Rabbi Shmuel shahu shahol v'hashalig kodav liyos mayim gazu by gzeres mayim shuvim b'miksas. Ein I mashal is a mikvah. K'mo shemayim shuvim. Avlin ein a k'mayim shuvim legarmi v'in the places of mikvah. So he's saying that shalig is nishtahi nishtaher. It's a lost soul. Shalig, it lost out in this world. It has no standing in its own right. It has no chashivas. It doesn't have the koyach to destroy, but yet it doesn't have the koyach to build. It's nishtahi nishtaher. It has no mokim. It has no mokim in this world, shalig. Kashayir, I guess, via shalig. Unbelievable! The Maamar Shemoritik Yisoid that Shalik, according to the Tepi, the Tanakama, we keep all that Shalik.
Did you ever read Rabbi Zevin wrote a sefer? No, not Ma'amar Malach. What's the other one? The one where he picks on certain topics. So he picks. He just writes essays. He picks topics. So he did one on inheritance. He did one on. On top of Kibra Vahim, he did one on Shelling. So Dafka there, I think he brings up the Machlokes about Shelling being mashed in the mikvah. That's the name of the sefer. I always read that.
Wow. All right.
In the back of the sefer, he has a halachic, he has a halachic explanation of what he calls Mishpat Shailah. Whether or not in The Merchant of Venice, the guy wants money for a pound of flesh, and he discusses whether or not the thing is actually a legal binding contract or it's Bata La Mafreya. Anyway, I forgot the name of the safe. Okay.
Anyway. Okay, the left side of here, it says Lufi Edus. Now we go to Lufi Edus Anshe Meid. Val Chiter Rabbi Shmuel Lamale Mikvah Mem Sa Shelig in Gansen. He goes Mikotze Lakotze. Over here, he says according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says it's even better. So I'm going around Mikotze Lakotze. On the left side, the Acha Shehiv Shar Shelig Chiter Rabbi Shmuel Lissel B'Mayim. Ki Imhoya Sever Rabbi Shmuel Shagosh Racham Al Shelig Sheinu Mashal Mesam Mikveh. If he holds that the chamu goyiz al shelik shein mashus a mikva oz gam li achar shachoya mavshu a shelik adayin hu bi suroi ve einay mashlam bekol shchein shein tayvun bo ki shakol ha mikva nasa mimenu mitoyach shahit rabbi shmol let little mikva hakir shu a shelik mukach shachoz rabbi shmol chazor li acharecho chazor boch rabbi shmol he went back with groy sacharota Charoto, v'arehu sover shleigoshu gzeres shov ma'al shelig noding gzeres shov ma'al shelig. Be'oyit shamikva kula shelig ain tevun boy b'mei shashelig ain amayim b'ain akashel asas menu atzmai mikva. So this is a very important point. He says over here that while the snow is the snow, while snow is snow, then you cannot be tevun. There's no din of being tevun in snow. I regularly remember once Rabbi Reisman talk about this. Can you be toivel in snow? I think he said you could be toivel in snow. So it says that you can't. Why don't we go say that? So he's saying when it melts, it's going to be good. It's not called shuvim, but when it's frozen, it's still snow. That's not valid for tefillas mikvah. All right?
Right. But it's also interesting to say that in the status of shelig before it melts, you don't say that because it can become mayim shuvim, therefore it's pasul. Because you see that once it melts, it actually is kosher.
Okay, now let's look at the picture. We do the tableau on page 113. We have here Hashelig, the Haborah, the Akfar, the Galid, the Melch, the Atidme. We did this Malas a Mikvah, Kesher Mo Hashem Bachem as a Mikvah Chaser. L'Shi'ir Arboim Sa. Okay, you can be Mal of the Mikvah. These things are good. Hilchach for Edus Anshe Medva. Halach Anshe Medva. B'shem Rabbi Yishmol. Shashila Kosher Lasas Mimenu Mikvah Sholem B'tchila. Sheleg and Barad and Kfar Galid Melach Atit. Malsa Mikvah. K'shem Lash Mahamus Mikvah Chosel. Shem Barom Sova. Halach Edus Anshe Medva. B'shem Rabbi Yishmol. Shashila Kosher Lasas Mimenu Mikvah Sholem B'tchila. Okay, next, loy pasa mikva, ain't a pasa mikva chasa, me didn't shush look him shuvim shnagle mikva. Nasha, be yachan of a nuri, a borrowed a shauf, he holds it borrowed. Borrowed ha shauf. This is what he said, the even when it melts, he gives a different translation.
Chinese maybe once it landed. Once it meaning that what happens if the hail fell directly into the mikva?
Yeah.
Hail falls directly into the mikva. So what do we say? That's malas and mikvah. Every mile and roll closer. I shall my blood, but how far once it melts. But once the barad, it's ever have barad and it's on the ground, not in the makam of mikvah, then maybe. I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out what he meant by those words that you pointed out.
A barad hashu'uv poisel kamayim. If it flows, it's drawn. The ain halacha. What do you mean kashuv? It falls.
No, let's say there's a grace of hailstorm.
Yeah.
And then you pick up a bucket and you go into the bucket of hail and you carry it to the mikvah.
That's called shauv.
That's called shauv. As opposed to the hail falling directly into the bucket.
All right.
I don't know. I'm set.
I hear. All right. Next mission. You want to do the next mission or you want to stop?
Hold on a second. When you mentioned about Rabbi Yishmael, did you ever speak about Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon? Was it Rabbi Shimon
Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The first Harigim Malchus, the first two.
Right. The first two. So wait. It's Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, right?
Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha.
Shimon, right?
Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, his name was. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha.
So who was the Kohen?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Shimon was the Kohen?
No, Rabbi Shmuel was the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Right.
That was the same Rabbi Shmuel from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha?
Yeah, because it says that another, I'm assuming because there's another medrash. Just learned this in the morning. In the morning we learned Murdigvart, we learned in the morning, Avos Rabbi Nassim. Avos Rabbi Nassim says, right. What did he say? So it said, we learned in the Kina, on Ela Eskara, remember, he picked up his head. They were, who should go first? So he said, I want to go out. They made a girl. Ach bigarol, the Chalikarets. Ach bigarol. They made a girl. So then it came out that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the executioner, he cut off his head. So Rabbi Shmuel picked up his head and he said, "How could it be that?" Whatever. And then he said a pasuk. This they don't say it in the Kina, but in Avos Rabbi Nassim it says he said a pasuk. The pasuk in Sefer Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk. I think it's pasuk Zion. I think he was masped at him, and he said, "Uri Cherev." Al Roi Gever Amisi Nu'um Hashem Elokim, which is a very difficult possible. Basically, the way the Avos Rabbi Nassim learns is that may Hashem exact your vengeance. Hashem is speaking to his sword. Sword, wake up. Wake up, my sword. And exact vengeance for the murder of my shepherd. He called him a shepherd. And then he calls him the Gever, a man, Amisi, a man who is Hashem's friend. And he was unable to complete the matter, I'm assuming to say the words, Nu'um Hashem Elokim, and then they killed him, Rabbi Shmuel. So this was, he did two things in those last moments of life. His last moments of life, during those, what would you do those last moments? They hear Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, they're about to kill him. His death is imminent. What would a person do during those last moments of his life? What would he spend his time on? He would write out for his wife a last will and testament. He would go and go online, check this email. What would
check
he
his text messages.
Check his text messages. WhatsApp someone the last moment, take a selfie. What would he do those last moments of life? He did two things. Number one, he was mispalel that Hashem should punish, should be yinkoim domoy of the crime of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And number two, he delivered a eulogy. He called him two things. He called him a shepherd, and he called him Hashem's, and he called him a gever, a man. He was a man. Hashem mitzadeh, gever means you're a powerful person. You're a gever al chato'ov. And he called him Hashem's friend. Contrast that with the hesped that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's hesped? Ever Hashem. Vayomashem Moshe Ever Hashem. So Moshe was called an Eved, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who served in the same capacity, he was the Nasi. The Nasi is like the Melech. Moshe was like a Melech. He was called a shepherd. And he was also called a Gever, and called Amisi, like the Kichesh Ba'amisoi.
Right.
So there's a lot to be said about this. What a person should be doing his last few moments of his life. He should be giving his spadim for other people. Not giving a spadim for yourself.
Where is this in Avashkev Messenger? Do you remember the park?
Where is it?
Yeah.
You want to know right now? I can tell you right now where it is?
Is it version A or version B?
I don't know. I can go look it up. You want to go look it up? I'll go find it later.
All right, fine later. Anyway. No, the reason why I'm asking you is because doesn't it say, I'm sure that you probably spoke in the past about whether that he could be Metame.
No, I never talk about that. I don't talk. I never talk about that. That's a technicality. Yeah, that's all very nice things. That totally missed the point. You have so little time to talk about things on Tisha B'Av. Go talk about it's discussed. He was anyway Tamei. He was a Meis Mitzvah anyway Tamei.
Right.
Look, Tamei, you're gonna tell me then the concentration camps of the Kehanim Arois. Kehanim Arois. On a death march. I can't go on the death march. There's a mace. Kahanim Arois from the Beis Medrash. From the barracks. It's almost, when I hear people talk about that, how was Rabbi Yishmael allowed to be metame to a mace and hold? I say to myself, people that talk about this, you missed the boat. You're totally out to lunch. To me, talking about the tumah at this moment in time, it's an irrelevant.
There was a clip that I just saw that I wanted to correct. I think that I would agree with you, and I think that it's good when you want to discuss about tumah and tahara, but not necessarily on Tisha B'Av. That's fine. When you want to talk about tumah space, the idea that he put pal path, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Lashon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw in the Tzava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that a person, that Rachmana Litzlan, a parent, is not supposed to kiss a dead child.
No one's supposed to kiss a dead parent. The child's not allowed to kiss a dead parent either.
No. What do you mean? Yosef.
They all ask. They ask from that pasuk, but that's not La Halacha. They ask from that pasuk.
Because it was Corona, so he wore a mask, so he really didn't have to kiss, right?
What?
And I said no. So the kasha is. So the question is why, right? So apparently there are different versions of the kiss v'yad for the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid.
Okay.
And there are, let's say that a parent can't kiss, or that you can't kiss anyone. But one of the reasons given, which I thought is very nice, which is that you can show that you have more rachmanis than the Rabbeinu Shalom. You hear that?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Friday.
I don't understand.
Meaning that when you kiss, so you're showing rachmanis and compassion, and therefore you're making the Rabbeinu Shalom out to be kaviyachal achzari.
I don't see it like that. I hear what you're saying, but that's not why you're kissing. You're not out to get Hashem. Hashem is not part of the picture here. You're saying goodbye to the person. The person died, and you're saying.
Who was the one that was no
Delas Nafsho? Hashem. So Haya Luchud Haya Luchud. So what is so Haya Luchud? Hashem was Delas Nafsho. I respect that. I don't have a choice, but I also want to say goodbye. Goodbye and good luck.
You say goodbye, good luck, send me a postcard. But your action then is making the Varnish Shalom.
I don't look at it like that. I hear what you're saying. I hear. I respect what you're saying.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, okay. I respect what you say, but I'm just
telling you. That's also when you said Chazer Rav Yishmael, I had that little episode go through my mind. So that was the diversion. Okay, right there. Let me get right there in the cross.
Hidiach by Salah Zaysim Salinov personally rinses baskets of olives, baskets of grapes, Vishini Esmarov. And in the process, you have changed the color of the mikvah kosher. Picture 141, Hidiach by Salah Zaysav Alov, Vishini Esmarov kosher, Hidiach Salah Zaysav Alov, the mikvah. Picture 141, Belichloch Amotz, Amotzui, Al Gabi Asalim. Mamoshos shel mashke zaysim v'anov. There's no mamoshos. Nishtane mare hamayim milichu chasalim hamashke hanisha b'mikvah harayze mayim v'lo nifsal b'mikvah. It's A-OK. It's A-OK because...
Right. Because it's only schmutz.
It's only dirty water. It's like every mikvah in Flatbush. Right. Mikvah hanifsal b'shini mare zehu rak b'oifin sh'al yidei yishini hamare nasu hamayim sheboi l'shor mashkin in order to make a mikvah possible, shini mara, you have to have conditions. In this case, is the what zuk the shteitram in shach mukach aleph she. What's this word over here? Sheyis arev. There should be a taruvis. B'mayim in the vase. Gof hamashke hamashane es mare hamayim. You need mamoshes. Das gved erstach. You need to have mamish a davar sheyish by mamish. You just can't go and add chemicals that magically cause it to change color. You have to have davar sheyish by mamish. Shal yidei shin mare nikre mamayim al shem hamashke hamur b'chem be'inim mikve mayim el mikve shel shor mashke. Ve'atar amra mikve mayim. Let's say there's no mamoshus. Even though shenishtane mara hamayim, ein hamayim nikroy moshe b'mayim b'meila hasha b'meila shadayin heim mayim hamikve v'kasha. Fine. So the air is to tonight's yad of those sheish b'mam space. Shemesar b'mayim ye mashke sheyesh b'koicha ligroi samayim acharav k'dech shayayin kishemesar b'mayim oy ses et haruvis liyayid mozug avol ima mesar b'ina mashke hu eino mishanes mitzir samayim. It doesn't change him samayim hari elu nishod amayim v'adayin nizel mikveh mayim v'am mikveh kosh and the mikveh is going to be kosh. I guess we're going to see more examples of this as we go along. Basically, there are two conditions. Number one, you have to have the davar sheyesh by mamish. Number two, by the davar sheyesh by mamish that turns into the mikvah, it's now the what's called in the mikvah as a new shame. It's no longer called mayim. It's called yayin, or it's called shemen, or it's called something else. So you have two of those. Even if you have a davar sheyesh by mamish, and it falls in the mikvah, and it causes the mikvah to change color, if people still call this colored water, they still call it by the shame etzem, water. It's water that's colored water. It's a kosher mikvah. Okay, it's like they should have, they should. I do this all the mikvahs in Flatbush. There's the green mikvah, there's the yellow mikvah, the orange mikvah, and the purple mikvah. Every mikvah, they're putting food coloring to make the mikvah a certain color to tell you who's allowed to go into this mikvah. Only the Rebbe can go to a purple mikvah. and only Amratzim go to the red mikveh. Everyone, so therefore, it's still called a mikveh. It's mayim. It's mayim. It's not a wine vat. That's why all the big voices in Flabash are always going to be kosher, no matter what color they are, because no matter what color, no one's going to say, oh, you're going to be terrible in a wine vat. No one's going to say that. Everyone knows you go to the mikveh, it's dirty water. No one's going to say you're going to be terrible in yayin. You've been terrible in shemen. You've been terrible in other items. Use your imagination.
Okay.
Vital. Now let's go to the next bite in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef says, "Me'atzeva poislem moisa b'shloisha lugim." He holds no me'atzeva, dyed water poislem moisa b'shloisha lugim. Be'ein poislem moisa b'shini mare. What does that mean? Picture 142. Picture 142. What do we got over here? 142 over here. Rabbi Yosef me'atzeva poislem moisa b'shloisha lugim. Be'ein poislem moisa b'shini mare. Me'atzeva shenaflu l'mikva v'yesh b'abahem gimel lugim. Harayin l'poislem moisa mikva mishum gimel lugim. Right. So in other words, it's called water. The same thing we learned in the previous Mishnah. If it's called temet, if it's called shar mashar, it's not. It's called mayim. Mikvah chosev meitzeva himayim l'chei pasim osim mikvah b'gimel logim. Next picture on the left, meitzeva shenafel l'mikvah v'shini ma'arev adayin ilu mayim ha'mikvah kosher zel bezach. Let's say you have a kosher mikvah and three logim fall in. It's just colored water. V'gam l'achash nishtana ma'arev mayim adayin ilu mayim l'chei mikvah kosher. On the bottom it says hatzeva einu mashkeh. So this is the first yisoid of the previous page. The reason why made seva is not going to disqualify is because seva is davar she'ein boy mamosh. That's the chavanasam. She'ein kan mamosh hagorer esama. So he's saying over here something different. Over here he's confusing us. He's saying the mamosh is number two. He's saying there is a davar sheyesh by mamosh, but it does not change the mayim into yayin into shemen. It's just a matter of description. The chavanasam she'ein kan mamosh hagoris hamayim lachav lias kimoisa kederach shayin misar b'mayim oisel say terubisli yayin mazuk. So it's here the davar sheyesh by mamosh means that it's not going to cause to change the name over here. The dye in fact is a davar sheyesh by mamosh physically, but it's not going to cause the liquid to be called to be transformed to a different item. Okay, Vayter the Mishnah over here. You pour three lugim into a pre-existing kosher mikveh, that's kosher, and now the color changes, so it's kosher. Let's say wine falls into mikveh. Moichal. What is moichal? Moichal mayim hayoytzim azesim. It means water that comes out of olives, premature olives. The olives have not yet developed to their maturity, and it's premature, and we have over liquid. Why is it possible? Because over here, it's a mamash if both conditions have been met. Both conditions have been met because, number one, it's davar sheyesh by mamash. Number two, by putting wine into the mikvah, so now we look at the entire mikvah as diluted wine. The moichal, it's a different name. What does Rashi say? Rashi will be no Rashi, no Rav. What does the Tosfos say?
Moichal. He says no. Moichal is mayim
ayotz from the verse. Mishum the mechze kimikve shel shor mashkin. Mokay mayim ksev harari. The Tosfos says why is it shes mara? Ches. That was ches. Moichal. Afilu leman diyam. Mishum gimel the taris the moichal in the mashke. Afilu hachi poistel b'shin mara. Shem the kol shen oisas and menu mikve. All right, fine, whatever. So therefore, this is something significant already. Okay, vayta the Mishnah. Okay, so yes, what do you do to make it kosher? What do you do? Yamtin loy ad sheyerdu gesham b'yachzru me'arein l'mar ha'moyim. That's a tremendous chiddush. This is a new chiddush that we've never seen before. This is something that, this is a chiddush. Everything we learned so far, pretty much we learned already before. This is a nayadin. This is a new yisoid, a naya unfang. Naya yisoid, and that is, even though the mikvah taka right now is possible, it can be reversed. We always learn until now that a mikvah that's not kosher, it's irreversible. If I have over here a mikvah that's not kosher, or even a kosher mikvah, and I pour into yayin, it becomes diluted, it becomes yayin mazuk. So I would argue, once called yayin mazuk, it's irreversible. You can't go make this back into a kosher mikvah. And it's saying you, achidish noyra v'otsum ad me'oid. Yamtin loy ad sheyerdu gesham v'yachzru marim lamar hamayim. Patience. Patience. Everything in life is about patience. Hakol osa yofa bi'itai. Patience. Person will eventually die. You'll die eventually. Just be patient. Wait. Wait for that day. It will come. Guaranteed. Death will arrive. Will arrive eventually. Will come. No need to take the shortcut out. Weiter. Yamtin. 143. Wait a minute, I don't know the case. I thought the case was going where...
No, you're talking about a mikvah chaser that you put...
A mikvah chaser was upgrading the case of this. Over here you have a mikvah that's chaser, and you pour into the mikvah chaser the zachin, but there's a shini mare. Is a shinimar luchar hamikva b'lav achi posim mishum b'chaser uvelad achi tzach lamdin shiadi gushav l'hashem zashir hamikva. V'inkein ma mashmois pesula shal hashal mikva mishum yain shnav l'secha v'kasa mishnu achrayna shalule shnav l'secha yain hayach loy l'hashik l'hashik to do hashakas hamikva l'mikva kashiv huchshar gam hamikva chaser. Aval achshav, if you do hashak to him, you attach him, you could. Aval achshav shamayim mishum mikva inam ayim el yain mozug. It's yayin mozug loy toil bochem hashaka v'amikva pasul. So he's saying over here, I have a much bigger chiddush, much similar chiddush, is that I would think that no matter how much rainwater falls in, if rainwater falls in, it doesn't matter. This water in the mikvah doesn't count. The water here in the mikvah can be used to make the mikvah. It's no longer called mayim. Or maybe it's even worse. But
it's a chiddush that you have a mikvah chaser of megis shamim that's now called yayin mazur that can be called megis shamim again.
That's a chiddush, and when more rain is, so why does he have to come on to hashaka? Forget about hashaka. Maybe you would say that this whatever you got here has to be spilled out because this liquid here can never ever again be used to join to create a shiur of 40 saw. And the chiddush over here is that if you let it, you dilute it with some rainwater, it goes back to its original state. Why does the Mishnah Acharoina have to come on to tell me the chiddush is hashaka? Even if without hashaka, I would say that the chiddush is the fact that this water still has potential. I would think that this collection of water has been permanently been disqualified from ever being able to be called mayim, that you can use
right,
it to create a mikvah.
That was one of the tenets that we said that once you root a mikvah that's chaser, it can never be mashim.
Yes, that's my question.
Right. We learned at the end of Mishnah Beis. Look at the end of Mishnah Beis. Have a shai hamashim who made peres vatzir v'amores v'atem mishachachutz panim mal no panim she'en mal. So this is. So let's say Haiba, let's say they put in Shlosha Mogin. So then that can pass it. I'm sorry. Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is not a case of pasul. This is a case of just yayin and mochal. So this is a case of sham mashkin. This is a case of sham mashkin. So right now it's not mala, but it's not going to be pasul. So what do you do? How you bar bram saw not done saw not done saw. So once the megis sham comes in, so then you have a taravus of already more than 40 saw. That's good. So it's like a case of nasan saw and not done saw. So to me, this mishnah is just referencing what we learned at the end of Mishnah Beis.
Yeah, but it's saying something bigger. It's saying bigger chiddush. It's saying that this mission you can go backwards. It's a tremendous chiddush. You can go backwards.
No, because you're talking about Sharmash. We learned that the case of Sharmash and the Sharmash can never passel, and sometimes it can be mala. And this is how it's smelled. It's not. You put it in. the water and then it is mashed. You put a egg shaman in.
That's a chiddush. You can go backwards. Because once you've added, once it became moichal, it's now called yayin mozug. It's now called moichal. It's a nayadin. It's a new shame. It has a new identity. It's no longer called mayim anymore. It's a new identity. To tell me that you can go backwards in time, you can go and you can make from H2O, no, not H2O, from I don't know, some UFO into H2O? To say that you can do that? Who gave you the right to go to take some extraterrestrial entity and transform it into the most basic staple of life in this Welt called Mayim? Mayim Chayim. Three elements are in water. H2O. If you're ever on Jeopardy, they ask you how many elements are there in water? Don't forget. Three. There's an H, there's a 2, and there's an O. What does D stand for? H stands for Hamisha. 2 stands for
Two Hamisha.
Tutu. It's the sound that you make on the shofar. Two. And the O stands for Oive.
Look at the Tosfos Yontif in Vav, when he discusses the Shaar Mashkim, which we're assuming Yayin and Meichel to be a part of. He says these are called Mayim Kshayim.
Ois Vav, which Ois Vav? Ois Vav.
The top of 116.
Hari Mayim Kashem Shah Kishahayu Hainu the Tony Rosh Park and Yeshvam Deloy Malin Vili Pastan.
The Yayin Omochal, even though in note 143 he says it's Yayin Mazuk. Or was that our lush?
Alright, I see. Okay, good. Alright. Let's go Vaito. Let's finish over here. My Hayubai Boyam Saw. Next, let's over here. Hayubai Boyam Saw. If you have 40 saw, and then what happened? You put into the 40 saw yai of the wine or the moichal, and it changed color. So you can add now she'uvim. You can add she'uvim in order to restore the color. Memali bekosev in the shoulder. Okay, let's see the Rav. There's no picture on this. Okay, let's see the Rav. Okay, there's no mamoshos. Vein pois the moisel v'shini mare, mishum the tzivil less bein mamoshos. The tzivil is no mamoshos. Moichal maima yotzim in azesim. Yamtin at shiyot gusham de limalois bakosef yefshi. You can't go ed maim shuvim. Why the b'chosras kinan? Shun nifsal b'shosh lugim. But let's say you already had 40 saw. Then Malabakasav, the Nikva Sholem in a shun place, the Masalyam. Once it's kosher, therefore it changes color, so you just can restore the color by adding Mayim Shun. Let's Ikum Afarshim on back on page 116. Hakdama Mishnayois Kimulhei, Peperkenu Mulamas Dinpo.
First is
the tablet, 55. Let's do tablet. Okay. Shidamara. Perg Zain Hakdama. Shinu Mara Paisals and Nikva Rakush Gishamara Eshtane Mimar Hamayim. Only through liquids that you cannot make a mikvah. V'yeshvei memoshus. Tzvei dinim. Has that memoshus, and it has to be a mamish, a real liquid that's not called shatam. Bishum shenira kemikvah shal shar mashkin. It's shenira. So he's saying a new din, a new chiddush that we did not have until now. He's saying the reason because of gzera. Really, he's saying it should be good. If you go put in wine, you put in moichal, it's really good. It's only that's. I think that really explains everything. That explains the lumbus of why we're so lenient, because be'etzem the truth is it's really a kosher mikvah, even though people call it yayin mazuk. They call moichal. Who cares what they call it? It's fake news. It's fake news. What counts is the reality, the emes, and really it's water. No, it looks. It's colored. It may be black. Maybe brown, maybe yellow, white. What difference does it make? The MS, the MS. A racist is a racist.
Rather leave early. I'd rather read the class. You want to see the memory, rather leave now.
Right.
Okay, so therefore the Mishum Shinir, it's only Nira. Maris Ayin.
What? Well,
that
would be better.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm with you.
Why? The reason why it's kosher, because the rinsing of the kelim ain't by mamoshes for any place of the shemar. That there's no mamoshes. Next, made sever of yisya marshal fish ain't with sever shemayim mamish. Alva shlosh logim shuvim shall date sever person make for choser. Yai mochel amikul nefsal the shemar. If you should go for the machine is a marmai mossy, but a mikve. Or if an actual sub mikve, be mock him, host sub mikve, have yard and actually go shovel the mikve, so marl the mikve sholem, you shall mind me, yachni same the mikve, actually actual marah mikve, the marmai. Okay, it's a chazan, everything we said. We know the only condition did. It was all pretty straightforward. And now let's see the hakdama. Mishnah is still okay, but Perkin Malamnus didn't sol mikve machma shini mare, ain't mikve nifsum shini mare, elikish nishtana, ali de mashke shesh mamish. Mamish, vishe ain't a royal asses mikmenu. Tam up sol, mishum shinire. Nochamo. Very important, shinire can be shoshamashke. Kazat is yantif. Zea klal, call up postal mishum shini mare, ain't a postal mishum shloisha logim, shuvim. It's not in the pastel mishum shloisha logim. If it's past the Mishum Shini Mar, because it's no longer local Mayim. No, wait, that's a contradiction. Zakal, call apostle Mishum Shini Mar, Enoi Poisel Mishum Shloisha Lugim Shuvim. Call apostle Mishum Shloisha Lugim, Enoi Poisel Mishum Mare. The Ein Shini Mar Poisel, the May Mayonois Elirak Mikva. Okay, the third thing I understand, that there's no Dishinwai when it comes to Mayon. That's a very important halacha. How many people know this halacha? I bet you if we go to Avenue M right now and take a poll, in Avenue M and ask people, tell me, there's something called Shinwai, have you ever heard of this thing? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Oh, you heard of it. Okay, tell me, what about a Mayon? A Mayon? Is there a Din Mayon, a Shinwai by a Mayon? Do you know this? What's the answer? No. So, do you know that it says over here in the Tosfos Yom that there's ancient Shinwai by Mayonis, Lerag Mikveh? So therefore, go back to grade school and learn the Tos Yom Tov. Now, the first two things he says here appear to me to be a contradiction. I don't understand this. Because he says over here that if something, we just finished saying now that if you have Shinui Mare, Be'etzem, Shinui Mare is real water. It's just that, it's a Gzeira. So if it's a Gzeira, you should have to be...
If it looks like it,
so if that's the case, so if it's really Mayim, it should passel mishum gimel lugin. What's going on over here? He's saying over here.
Right. Okay. I mean, there's going to be another Mishnah that discusses if you put a little bit and it changes the color of the whole mikvah.
Okay, but over here, right now, I have liquid over here, and the liquid be'etzim is really liquid, but it's passel because of shini mare. It's only possible with the Rabbanim, Gimshum Gimara Sayin. So that's a Chumrah. So you would think that if you take three lugum of this and you put into a mikvah, that should make the mikvah possible. Because really it's Mayim. You see, until now, until I saw the Maris Ayin, I never saw this my whole life. All my existence, I never knew this thing that Shinui Mare is only because of Maris Ayin. I always thought honestly my whole life that Shinui Mare is Be'etzem possible. Shinui Mare means that this is not water. The Torah demands a mikveh of water. Water, if you're telling me that it has reached a state of you put yayin and moichal, so yayin and moichal has substance, and you're telling me this chiddush, it's called yayin mazul, you're telling me it's called moichal, gesundheit, whatever you want to call it what you want to call it, it's not called the mayim anymore. Be'etzem, it's not mayim. Memela, that's why it cannot pass a mikveh with three lugim, because the only thing that can pass a mikveh with three lugim is mayim. It's not mayim. It's leimalin, v'ein apoysel. But over here, he's telling me a chish, which I don't understand. And he's telling me the be'etzem, it is mayim. It is mayim. And the only reason why it's not going to be maleh, the mikvah, is because of marasayin. But be'etzem, it's mayim. If be'etzem, it's mayim, then it should be poisel. It should be enoi maleh u poisel. It's a chumrah that it's not maleh because of marasayin. But the chumrah of marasayin should not go so far to tell me that it does not, it's not going to poisel. If you're telling that the etzim, it is called mayim, the haraya, it's reversible by eating water to it, then it should passel gimulugim. So you're going to answer me that din of gimulugim, mayim shum is only with rabbanon. We're going to pass like the man that says that the etzem, you can really have a mikvah in a bathtub. You can make a mikvah in a bathtub. You can have mayim shuvim. It's only midrabanan. So the meila, the same way Chazal were machmi here to call a apostle because of Marasayin, they lifted the other din of mayim shuvim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's a kiddush. I'm just trying to get you back onto the screen. Hold on. Yeah, no, I find it's hard to understand first because you're thinking about Mayim Shuvin only passels when it's three lugim, but yet over here you have something that appears to be Mayim Shuvin that is similar, that it has a din of Mayim, but it passels Bishunimar.
Okay, Vaitum, I think it's a very big clear show there. I don't know what's going on there. Next, Igma Farsh, page 118. Nafal l'soicha yayin l'moichel near she'ein shini mara poysel b'mikveh ela kishnishtana mikoich mashkish nafal l'soicha. Only because of it changed because of the mashk. Avol oichlin ois samim monim she'nafal v'shinui ein poyselim. Nachamo. She'ein shini mara poysel b'mikveh ela kishnishtana mikoich mashkish because of the mashkish nafal l'soicha. Avol oichlin food ois samim monim she'nafal v'shinui ein poyselim. That's not going to pass through. What does that mean exactly? Food or samimonim, ingredients, if fallen is not going to pass through. V'chein kosav ha-beis yoyse v'shem ha-raivid v'chein nir b'dir ha-rambam v'chiburoi perek zayim kosav mikvish v'nishtanem mima v'machmas atzmoy v'loi nofal loi shum dobar harei zeh kosher loi yomril v'nishtanem machmas ha-mashke acher v'hach shini mare afilu loi nishtanem mikvah l'mare yayin u'moichal. So nochmal, nirish ein shini mara poisel b'mikve ela kishnishtane mikoyach mashke shenofal l'soichai. A mashke. That's what we said before. You need a mashke. Right, you need a mashke. But let's say it changed color because of a food, this is a new din we didn't have before, or because of a davash ein by mamish, samimonim. That's consistent. We said it has to be a davash yesh by mamish, and it has to be a mashke. Aval kishnishtanim yikach mashke shenofal l'soich, aval oichlin, samonim shenofal l'shina ez ein b'islam. Chayin kosa b'yisya ez b'shem ha-raivet, v'chayin nir b'div ha-rabam b'chibur, b'herg zayin kosa makmik, v'shin nishtan b'mayim b'machmas ha-atzmoy, v'loi nofa loi l'shum dova ha-rei zay kosha, v'loi yam w'loi l'shin nishtan b'machmas mashke, acher, another liquid. V'hach shinu mare, afi loi nishtan b'amik v'il l'mare yayin, that is a chumra, even if it's not mamash yayin, v'moichal, k'shinoflu, elu kol shein l'chem mare mayim, posol. All right, next.
I don't understand what you say over here. You don't need gimel lugin. You just need shinui mara if it's considered a makta.
No, you never need gimel lugin. That's never an issue over here. You don't need gimel lugin. We're talking about changing the color of the mikvah. That's not an issue of gimel lugin. That's a whole different topic. That's a whole different. When you change the color of any of the mikvah. Besides the gimulugim issue, but when you change the mare, the liquid that falls in, when the mikveh changes color, it has to change color because of another mashke or because of another mashke. Whatever changes color because of samimonim or because of a food, even though the mikveh has a different color, doesn't matter. It's kosher mikveh. If a kosher mikveh 40 saw, if a kosher mikveh, go to spink, and there's a mikveh, and you look at the mikveh. And the mikvah is red. It's green. It's a green mikvah. Very, 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 very green. Very green. Like the Hulk. Very green. How did it get so green? The Hulk came to be toivel in the mikvah. So if you'll say, well, guess what? Because someone went and threw into the mikvah tennis balls. And the green paint on the tennis balls made the mikvah green. It's a good mikvah. You can go into the mikvah. No problem. Let's say someone put into the mikvah celery, food. They put in the mikvah celery. And that's why it's green. It's good. The only way the mikvah is not going to be good is you go and you pour into the mikvah zucchini juice. Zucchini juice. You take zucchini, you take it into your blender, and you grind it, you turn it into zucchini. It's green. Zucchini juice. And they poured zucchini juice into the mikvah. So now the mikvah was nishtane machmasa mashke.
But again, that's the only May Peros. That has a din of May Peros.
The mikvah now is in the May Peros. Why? Because right. The mikvah looks like zucchini juice.
Right, but a mikvah of 40 saw of May Geshamim that's been discolored by zucchini juice is kosher.
It's not kosher.
It's kosher.
No, it's not kosher. Because it's called zucchini juice. It's called diluted zucchini juice. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. If you have a mikvah 40 saw, and he pour into the mikvah 40 saw zucchini juice, so the mikvah is no longer, it's called, the whole mikvah is called zucchini juice. But if you go and you put tennis balls into the mikvah, or you put celery into the mikvah, or you pour some ingredients that you got out of the Wuhan lab into the mikvah, and the mikvah now looks like it's green, then the mikvah is kosher. Be toivel in the mikvah. They're coming to get me now, the police, because I said...
All right, hold on. Right.
And then he says, even if you look at the mikveh, let's say you put in zucchini juice, and the mikveh is not exactly green. It's not as green as zucchini juice. Zucchini juice is very green. This is light green. It's a lighter shade of green. It's also possible. It doesn't have to reach the same state of green. It doesn't need to pour in orange juice. Another better example. Very simple example. You go to the mikvah and you pour in two quarts of Tropicana orange juice. And the mikvah is yellow. So the mikvah is no longer good because you poured in liquid mashke. So the mikvah is no longer good because now the mikvah is called orange juice. Oh, but it's not as orange as the orange juice. The orange juice is orange. It's not really orange. It's really yellow orange juice, right? What color is orange juice? Yellow. Yellow. So it's yellow. But it's not as yellow as real yellow juice. It doesn't have to be as yellow. It doesn't have to be 100% yellow. It can be partially yellow. Not all...
But I thought when we said Sham Mashkim, I'm sorry that I'm harping on this. When we go back to... the Shah Mashkim at the end of Mishnah Beis, we said that it does, that it's not, that it doesn't possible.
No, that's where you, before you start, that's where it doesn't change the color of the mikvah. That's a different case. That's a case where you have we have a mikvah that has less than 40 saw, and now you want to be mashlim the mikvah with colored water. In other words, you go to the spink mikvah is the, here, let me explain. You have a mikvah that let's say the spink mikvah is now you poured in orange juice. So the whole spink mikvah now is turned into orange juice because you poured an orange juice into the mikvah. Now next door to spink is the Batman mikvah. And in the Batman mikvah, they have only 39 saw. And they need one more saw. So you go to the spink mikvah and you scoop up one saw of the water it's mayim. It's mayim shuvim. And now it becomes mayim shuvim. But it's colored mayim shuvim. It's not really orange juice. It's not really orange juice. It's really water. But it's water that has been colored yellow because it's so important orange juice. And when you're going to take this one saw, you're going to pour it into the 39 saw in the other mikvah, it's not going to affect the color. It's not going to ruin the color. It's going to get diluted. It's not going to ruin the color of the other mikvah. But the shail is what you're pouring in to make it 40 saw, is this called, well, is it
called Meitzeva?
Is it called Mayim She'uvim? Which will destroy it, or is it? Or is it's not even mayim? It's orange juice, If you pour a saw of orange juice into a mikveh that's 39 saw, assuming it doesn't get color, the color doesn't change, then it's kosher. It's not going to passel. Oh, but I poured in 3 lugim of mayim shuvim. No, you didn't. You poured in 3 lugim of orange juice. Everyone agrees, if you pour into a mikveh 3 lugim of a mikveh chaser, and you pour into a mikveh chaser 3 lugim of orange juice, everyone agrees it's not going to passel the mikveh. Because in a case where it doesn't change the color, even if it doesn't change the color, it's not. Oh, but I poured in mayim shuvim. You poured in orange juice. Orange juice does not destroy a mikvah. Mayim shuvim destroys a mikvah. You did not pour in mayim shuvim. You poured in orange juice. But let's say I pour in diluted orange juice. I poured in a liquid which someone poured in orange juice into this liquid, which makes the liquid look yellow. It's not really orange juice. It's really water. But the water is yellow water. And now I take this 3 lugim of this yellow water and I pour it into the mikveh. So that's the dilemma. Is this mikveh still a kosher mikveh? So the answer is yes, it is. Because since you poured in a small amount of orange juice into the water, that even though that water now has the halacha of orange juice, of shar mashkin. So when I pour that water into the mashlim, 3 lugim of that water into another mikvah, it's not going to ruin the mikvah because it has a halachic status like orange juice.
Good.
Let's chaz the word Mishnah very quickly. Just the words of the Mishnah. Hidiach b'sal zeisim sal yadav mishnah is marev kosher. No big deal. This is going in a case where you have a kosher mikveh. First part of the Mishnah is going to have a kosher mikveh 40 saw, and I dip into the mikveh some dirty baskets, and it caused the water to be, the color to be changed. It doesn't make a difference. He disagrees. He holds that me'atzeva is regular water. Okay, he holds that me'atzeva, there's no argument on this. Everyone agrees to this principle that me'atzeva is,
and this is a complete mikvah we're talking about, right? Complete mikvah.
Me'atzeva poistim oisoi b'shloi. No. He's discussing a new case now. No, he's discussing now a new case of mikvah chaser. He's up to picture number 142. Until now, we discussed mikveh 141. 141 was a kosher mikveh. Now we're going to Rabbi Yossi's new case, a mikveh chaser.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, me'atzeva, poislim oisoi b'shloi shalugin. If you have a mikveh chaser, and you add to mikveh chaser colored water, so there's no mamosh, it's just water that's been dyed, kosher. It's going to pass because it's shalugin. The einan poislim oisoi b'shimi mare. Let's say you have a kosher mikveh, next case. The first half of Rabbi Yossi is a mikvah chaser. The second half of Rabbi Yossi is a mikvah mole, and it's not in the pasul b'shimi mare in the mikvah mole. Okay, we break up Rabbi Yossi to two parts. The picture 142. Then we come to the next case. Now we come to the next case. Now we're going back to a mikvah chaser 143. Now we're up to 143. We're back to a mikvah chaser. Nafal l'secha yainu moichal v'shimi yasmarav. And now it's no good. But it's still, you don't have 40 saw yet. So yayin u'moichal is not going to disqualify the mikvah because of yayin, because of shuvim, because that doesn't count. There's a solution. And let's say, picture number 143 was really a mikvah, was really 40 saw, was shalem. Then you can pour in chayibay bar boim saw memali because of noise l'seichat shiach shemayin l'mari mayim. If it was already 40 saw, then you don't even need to come on to mei gesham. You can just pour from the tap regular water until you dilute with the shemare is restored to its pristine state of aqua. It's fit even for Aquaman to swim and to have mental telepathy to all of the whales and communicate with all of the other superheroes of the world.
Okay.
All right. We'll stop here. Mir Hashem, tomorrow, up to Mishnah Dalet. All right. Have a great day. Thank you for learning with me. All the best. Zay gesund. Zay gesund. Zay gesund. Thank you.
Okay.
Zay gesund.
Kalte.
Bye.
This bill of comprehensive police reform to be just gotta be careful here with some gunshots. Excuse us. It sounds like gunshots. I'll let you know what this is. These seem to be gunshots. Shit, where is that?
Isaac and Albert Farhi are more than brothers. They're also business partners. It was a regular Friday night. Isaac had his brother and his family over for the meal. He was making...
underscoring something. It is a federal mandate that one must wear a mask in an airport, in the modes of public transportation, on the aircraft itself, and we will not tolerate behavior that violates the law, violates the guidance, and especially behavior that is assaultive to the individuals who are trying to protect the American public and allow them to enjoy the resumption of travel safely and securely.
how do you think that the right fights back against this? Because again, it's not just from government. It's in academia, it's in the corporations. I mean, I think that the right thought for decades that the corporate world was going to be free market oriented, and it turns out that